vote to join the union. Jason Walker reporting.
Reports of a tentative deal that could avert a partial government shutdown. Congressional negotiators have reportedly hammered out an agreement on Homeland Security funding, which could pave the way for work on...
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 19th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is Hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers, using the checks and balances, wow, brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America. That is our supreme law and our go-to, ladies and gentlemen. Any other law, any other conflict needs to, what's the term, genuflect? To the supreme law of the land. I'm telling you that right now. We the people stand for this. We need to demand it. The checks and balances are great. Why is America falling apart? Because America is immoral. We the people are immoral and not religious anymore. The two great fundamental supports, according to George Washington, must be in place. That's morality and religion. And then we need to use the supreme law of the land's checks and balances to chain down these bureaucrats that are out of control. All right, last hour, we had on Chris Hoare, founder of Satellite Phone, sat123.com. Get your phone today. Use MAC50 for your code. You'll get a discount. We also talked about Elon Musk posted a video on Twitter this morning highlighting the open borders problem and what the criminals are doing. But at some point, people need to be arrested. I don't know if it's members of Congress. I don't know if it's the president. Who's the blame for the border? I blame them all, personally. Okay, Congress should make laws that clarify. The executive branch needs to carry out the current laws on the books. If they don't like the way it currently runs, we can change the system and discuss it openly and clearly, but not just let millions and millions and millions of illegals come into the country. They just reported an illegal that came into the country said he wanted to set off a bomb. He was a terrorist. Now, I don't believe that's the first one. They want you to believe that's the first example of this. I don't think so. Bottom line is the criminals who have been elected and appointed in our government are betraying us all and creating a uniparty by force. It is disgraceful. Anyway, Elon Musk, to be commended for posting this truth bomb, if you will. We also talked about illegal immigrant can carry guns. Ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court basically says it's unconstitutional to deny the illegals their right to keep and bear arms. See, I don't agree with that at all. Because you can say, yeah, they can have a gun, but they can't be in our country. So, you know what? Let them keep their gun and send them somewhere else. But see, we don't do that. What we say is they can be here illegally. We'll give them money and housing and food and education and health care and everything under the sun, phones. And, wow, you know, you can't kick them out. You can't take their gun away. But yet the American people have literally dozens, hundreds, thousands of laws infringing on their right to keep and bear arms. So, you know, maybe I agree with the Supreme Court. Maybe the illegal can have a gun. They just can't have that gun in our sovereign space, right? Anyway, that's the battle lines being drawn for sure. All right, Donald Trump, again, I've warned you and warned you and warned you about this, and I'm going to warn you again about this. Donald is a great guy in many ways. In some ways, he's immoral, but, you know, he's a baby Christian. He's learning. He's gaining ground. Before he was president, you know, he was kind of a clown, cameo at a bunch of movies, reality TV shows, this kind of stuff, The Apprentice and whatever. And so he was kind of a rock star, run around for fun, wealthy, hang out with the rich and famous, kind of an immoral guy, seduce women, do whatever. But when he became president, I think it sobered him up quite a bit. Gave him a little bit of sense of responsibility. He left the pro-abortion murder plan, became pro-life. He started to stand for constitutional principles and America first. Good for him. But the people that Donald Trump has been around his whole life are the people that he drags into office with him. And the people surrounding Donald Trump, in my opinion, are his biggest biggest liability of all. It's really a disgrace, if you ask my opinion, who Donald Trump surrounds himself with. And sadly, we're seeing more and more and more of it. You don't believe me? Headline says Trump wants to get former campaign chairman Paul Manafort on board for 2024. Rob Quinn with that piece. Let me say it again. Trump wants to get former campaign chairman Paul Manafort on board for 2024. Remember, Manafort was pardoned by Trump, is in talks to play a role at the Republican National Convention, even writes the New York Times. Now, is Paul the end of the world? No. Is Paul a great guy? I don't see it. I don't see it at all. And I'm very disappointed. Why are we going to bring this guy in that got, you know, convicted and then pardoned? And in my opinion, the problem with that is you just get this scenario where you're struggling to fight off clown sideshows, right? That's the problem. And so, you know what? Why don't we get somebody good? Why don't we get somebody good that doesn't have all this baggage? Okay? I don't know if it was right to pardon Paul Manafort or not, but I know it happened, right? They already did this. They already, pardoned Paul Manafort. But that doesn't mean we need to put him in the administration again. All right? That's the problem. I don't really know how to even respond to all the problems in America. There's so many. I think the only thing we can do, in my opinion, is prioritize the problems in America, right? Now, I've got good news, though. And that is this. You know what? Trump does surround himself once in a while with good people. All right? Headline says this from Resist the Mainstream is who came up with this article. Says this, Donald Trump has ruled out Vivek Ramaswamy for vice presidential pick, but has other roles, has some different roles in mind. I think that's what we need. I think Vivek would be a great, great either campaign chairman, like Paul Manafort, you know, replace Paul with Vivek, or make Vivek your national press secretary. I personally think Vivek would be an incredible at a national secretary position. He wouldn't take the baloney from the mainstream. He's knowledgeable, quick on his feet. I believe Vivek has close to a photographic memory, if not. And he's very savvy, very knowledgeable. He'd do a great job at taking on the press every day. Vivek for press secretary is what I'm calling. And so we need to really, really watch who Donald Trump is going to surround himself with. I'm also very concerned about RFK Jr. I really like his campaign. I really like RFK Jr.'s campaign. But folks, I'm not happy or comfortable with what I'm seeing. Okay? I'm just not. Because now you have, what's his name? RFK Jr. picking somebody who is married to one of the founders of Google. All right. Possible pick for Kennedy was creator of NFL ad by Rebecca Davis. This piece is New York Times, and it goes into this detail. All right, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. indicated over the weekend that Nicole Shanahan, a Bay Area lawyer. So, you know, you live in the Bay Area. That's some, well, I live there too, I guess. But all I'm telling you is, wow. She's a lawyer. She's an investor. She was once married to the Google co-founder, Sergey Brin. She was among the top picks to be, quote, Mr. Kennedy's running mate on his independent presidential ticket. The emergence of Miss Shanahan as a, quote, possible running mate comes amid a flurry of interest in his vice presidential shortlist, which the New York Times reported last week included the NFL star quarterback Aaron Rodgers and former Governor Jesse Ventura of Minnesota. Since then, other, quote, potential candidates have emerged, including Trisha Lindsey, a lawyer who has fought vaccine mandates. Well, you know, there you go. But all I can tell you is the people that we surround ourselves with absolutely matters. We'll talk about it more in seconds on your radio.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So Trump ruling out Vivek for VP, I think that's good because Vivek is not even constitutionally qualified. But I would suggest he becomes the press secretary for Donald. Of course, I don't know if Donald will listen to me, but there you have it. RFK Jr. Robert F. Kennedy now indicated that Nicole Shanahan, a Bay Area lawyer and an investor who was once married to Google founder Sergey Brin, was one of the most top picks to be his running mate for his independent ticket. I don't really know how to respond to this because I don't know why you would pick somebody like that. I really don't. All the people these guys are looking at surrounding themselves with are just absolute clowns. I don't really know how to even respond to this very much. I don't even know how you say that. Top picks to be Mr. Kennedy's running mate. Why would we do this? I just don't really understand it at all. It's very, very frustrating to me how these insiders just pick insiders. I don't mean to attack RFK Jr. I like a lot of what he does. There's a lot that I don't like that he does. But picking this lady, who knows her? How experienced is she in constitutional conservative politics? Answer is not at all. Okay, Donald Trump, who's he going to pick? You know, I don't know, but everybody that I've heard he's going to pick is no good either. No good at all. So we better just accept the trouble that we get, right? All right, Kraft retailer, Joanne, files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, but it expects to emerge from bankruptcy protection as early as next month, they claim. And next headline says, major fabric and craft retailer Joanne announced Monday that it was filing for bankruptcy as consumers pull back on spending due to harsh economic conditions. So it's the economy, stupid, that's starting to really cause problems here. And Joanne's melts down? What do you think of that? Well, I guess it's a Chapter 11, so it's not too bad. They're going to be back and running soon. I don't even know. I don't even know how to respond to this, right? It's just strange. They're going to emerge, right? I don't even know how to respond to this, really. These stories are just, okay, so Joanne's melting down. But they're going to give it a Chapter 11 and give it new life? So let me get this right. You just forgive student loan debt for all the students. You go ahead and just give these companies the ability through Chapter 11 to just renege on most of their debt and put together a, you know, comeback plan or whatever else. And you look at that and you just go, what about the American people? Is there going to be a jubilee for the American people? Are we going to see a sea change for us? Because what about all my debt? I don't have a lot of debt, but I have my house. I have a vehicle. I have a couple of things, but not very much. But what about me and all my life and my hard work? What about giving me a discount of forgiveness of debt? Well, the IRS is ratcheting up. You know, if you're the Democrats, you want to soak the rich. If the Republicans, you want to defend the rich. Neither plan wants to reduce taxes on all of us. So the clown show continues, is all I can see, right? Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention as well. All right, let's see. I want to move to this story about Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is making some very, very bold claims. Tucker, quote, says a big portion of Haiti's population will be living in Florida. Yeah, chaos and cannibalism, thanks to Joe Biden and Justin Trudeau. WND.com has the piece from Tucker. Here it is. We'll talk about it.
The nation of Haiti has been in trouble, more or less, for quite some time now, at least 100 years, depending on how you count. It's been the poorest nation in the hemisphere. But there have been periods of relative brightness in Haiti. Today is not one of them. That country is in what appears to be total collapse, with no governing authority apart from roving bands of armed young men. Gangs have seized the country effectively. The prime minister has resigned. It's hard to know exactly what's going on in Haiti because you really can't go there right now. But the man who seems to be at least near the center of all of this is called Barbecue, and he's been giving speeches like this to huge crowds in Port-au-Prince. Watch.
Il y a toujours besoin de nous pour nous sortir pour nous les caoutchoucs pour nous. Il y a besoin de nous pour nous faire manifestation crasse et brisée pour nous. C'est révolution mentale ça. Avant nous, il y a une révolution ensemble, qui est force révolutionnaire. Je n'ai pas mis à l'émeu, il y a tout à fait. Qui vient faire que nous faisons passer pour bandits. Il y a une belle différence entre gang, bandit, amour qui a fait révolution.
So there's clearly a lot going on here. It's hard to understand exactly what all of it means, but one thing Americans should keep in mind is there could be a massive, what we refer to as a refugee crisis very soon, where a lot of the people you just saw in that video wind up in boats headed for Florida. So this does affect us, and of course, this is our hemisphere, which we supposedly oversee, make calmer, more prosperous, and stable. So why haven't the people in charge done that after all these years and a number of military interventions into Haiti by the U.S. government? And where are the billions of dollars we were told the Clinton family, through the Clinton Foundation, was sending to Haiti? Others have asked this question. Donald Trump, for example, back in 2016 at a presidential debate. Watch.
And you take a look at the people of Haiti. I was at a little Haiti the other day in Florida, and I want to tell you, they hate the Clintons, because what's happened in Haiti with the Clinton Foundation is a disgrace. And you know it, and they know it, and everybody knows it.
So what is the answer to that question? Where did all that money go? And why isn't the Biden administration helping in any way? And what are they doing to prepare for what will quite obviously be a mass emigration of people from Haiti to the state of Florida? So to answer these and maybe some other questions, we go now to Laurent Lamothe, who is the former prime minister of Haiti, and we're honored to have him. Now, Mr. Prime Minister, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you.
This is hard for people who don't speak Creole or who follow Haiti to really understand, but can you give us just a quick overview for Americans of what you think is happening in Haiti right now?
Well, thank you for having me, Tucker.
Of course.
It's a great pleasure to be here and, you know, to give my take as to what's happening in my beloved Haiti. Haiti was not always under the rule of gangs. You know, if you go back a few years under the dictatorship of Duvalier,
yes,
there was, you know, Haiti had other problems, but not gang-related problems. Then when at the fall of Duvalier, and for you to understand, under the Duvalier government, there was the security forces had about 320,000 security officials. You had paramilitary, and then you had military, and then you had police. When they fell, the military took over in 1986. From 1986 to 1990, they had a success, four different military governments, and there was absolutely no gangs. But there was, you know, military rule. In 1991, President Jean-Bertrand Aristide came to power in an election, and he had a deep distrust for the military, and also for private sector, for investors. So basically, he started introducing a culture of what was called at the time popular bases. And after 7 months, he was toppled by the military. There was 3 years of
military rule.
All right,
we can go ahead
and
let that go now. And then So there you have it. It's an interview that Tucker Carlson did. It's like 15 plus minutes long. But the general point that he's making is, you know what? More and more and more Haitians or people from Haiti are headed to Florida. The government, Joe Biden, Justin Trudeau, and some of these other people who want to destroy first world countries are literally bringing these people in. Many of these people are very steeped in voodoo. They don't share our Christian religion at all. Many of these people are from third world countries. They're involved in gangs and all manner of child and sex and drug and whatever, trafficking and everything else. And you're going to see this pop up. Now, I know a lot of people want, you know, America to become Florida or Florida to become America, kind of an idea, because Florida is doing so well. And I appreciate Ron DeSantis, but he's going to get overwhelmed. Unless we stop Joe now, there will be no stopping the flood of illegal activity in America. And Tucker really making a bold, bold statement. But I'm having a real hard time believing that it's not correct. All right. Tucker, quote, a big portion of Haiti's population will be living in Florida. You're going to have chaos and cannibalism and all this kind of stuff. It's just crazy. And he goes on and talks about it. And I just look at it and I go, whoa. Folks, we ain't seen nothing yet. You look at the last hour, and I highlighted that illegals can run around with guns. It's their constitutional right to run around the country illegally with guns. So the person's illegal, but the gun's not, because they have a constitutional right, supposedly. And not on our soil, they don't have a constitutional right. They might have a right to keep and bear arms, but they don't have a right to breach our sovereignty. Anyway, I find this very, very scary and interesting. We'll talk more. I got a lot of news the networks refuse to use coming up about Donald Trump. He's unable to raise his big fine. I want to talk about that more. We'll do it in seconds on your radio.
USA USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The White House is denying any knowledge of a purported prisoner swap involving the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed in a recent NBC News interview that he had agreed to a prisoner swap deal involving Navalny and several Western Russian prisoners. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan on Monday.
We have not heard a Russian official raise Navalny as part of a prisoner swap in any of those conversations.
Putin said he agreed on the condition that Navalny never returned to Russia, but that, unfortunately, he died before the exchange could become reality. The scale of suffering among Palestinians trapped inside Rafah by the Israeli military is prompting the Biden administration now to call on a change of approach by Israel in their ongoing war against Hamas. Sullivan told reporters Israel needs to listen to those who would offer more care and support for Palestinian civilians who are now reportedly in imminent danger of starving to death in droves.
Rafah is a primary entry point for humanitarian assistance into Gaza from Egypt and from Israel. An invasion would shut that down, or at least put it at grave risk.
Biden called on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to send officials to Washington in the coming days to hear an alternative approach to targeting Hamas. Lakin Riley's father is speaking out in the aftermath of his daughter's very high-profile murder at the University of Georgia.
I feel like she's being used somewhat politically.
Jason Riley speaking Monday on NBC's Today Show.
It makes me angry. She was much better than that. She should be raised up for the person that she is.
Lakin Riley was allegedly killed by an attacker who was in the country illegally. Some U.S. Capitol police officers will be wearing body cams for the next 6 months. The agency's begun a pilot program that will have around 70 officers wearing body cams for the next 180 days. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hope you're all doing fantastic. So Trump, well, let's just finish this Haiti thing, I guess. So, you know, a big portion of Haiti's population is going to end up in Florida, says Tucker. I pray that he's wrong. But you know what? With their open borders plan, it's hard for me to see that it's wrong. I believe it's actually true. It's just a shame. Open borders plan is what we're talking about, folks. And Elon Musk posted a video about this on Twitter. Elon Musk posts video on Twitter. Open borders problem is the headline. Now, last hour, as far as I understand, the radio didn't clear the show. So nobody heard this. And I hate to miss this important quote. So I want to play this. And I want people to think about the plan they've got in place, and then say, can we just say, well, you know, we don't agree with Donald on this. I'm sorry, we don't agree with Joe Biden on this, but we can just let it go. Or does this amount to criminal activity by Joe Biden? When Tucker Carlson's saying Florida might be overrun with Haitians illegally brought to the country, and then listen to the details that Elon Musk just released on Twitter. Here it is.
The Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. One, flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. Two, prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. Three, keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. Four, ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
Folks, think about that for a minute. And then Tucker Carlson coming on TV, then the FBI and the CIA and the Justice Department and all kinds of other government agencies saying, hey, you know what? Our grid might be in danger right now. It's very perilous times for the United States. And it's all brought in by Joe and company, ladies and gentlemen. And that's why I say we cannot just sit back and let Joe do this to our country. Where is Mike Johnson? Where are the members of the House of Representatives? Oh, they're too busy focusing on appropriations. In other words, spending more of your money. How much is the national debt now? $34 trillion and growing at an alarming rate. Every 100 days, it increases by what, another $1 trillion? When will it be 50 days? When will it be 10 days? When will it be $1 trillion a day? Are we going to get there? I don't know. I can't read the future. But I can tell you that this open borders plan is a disaster, and I commend Elon Musk posting a video on Twitter. And thanks for those who got that video to me. Wow, it's out of control. All right, now, the lawfare is out of control, too, that we got to talk about. It's unfair against Donald Trump and many, many, many others. Trump unable to raise. $454 million. And I'm going to call it an unconstitutional bond and civil fraud case. It's unconstitutional for them to demand that he comes up with this kind of money. You say, Sam, why? You know what? There was a conviction. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. I'm going to say it again. You're wrong. When you have a conviction or a win for the prosecution, that is subject to appeal. You got it? And when it's subject to appeal, it is not a done deal. It is not a one case. It is not a conviction until all appeals are exhausted. That is part of the due process. Okay? You say, hey, Donald's guilty of this. Donald did this. But you can't, in the middle of the case, put together such an extravagant or exorbitant fine to where he can't move ahead with his appeal until he pays that. That means he's guilty of something and he must pay. No. Due process says he gets the opportunity to appeal. But where do they get the authority to say you have to pay an unheard of, obscene amount of money before you can move forward with your continuation of your due process, your appeal? Okay, it's not done until due process is served, until the case has been completely adjudicated. Then you can say that it's done or that there's a conviction. But you can't say that until you get the pay dirt or the goods. Trump says he's going to appeal, so I'm calling this fine an unconstitutional bond. Okay? It's a civil case. It's not a criminal case also. And fraud's a very high bar to push towards. Now, what if Trump wins on appeal? Then what? If he wins on appeal, he didn't lose and he was not convicted, but he had to pay $454 million to get that finalization of his due process? That's the problem that we're having here, ladies and gentlemen. This is wrong. This needs to stop. All right, Trump's got multiple issues all the time in front of us. 90% of it's a clown show. It's not a clown show because of the points Donald makes, but it's a clown show because they take his points out of context too extreme. Here's the headline. Trump defends, quote, bloodbath comment in speech. So he made a point in a speech about a bloodbath, and people are going, oh my gosh, he's promoting J6 all over again. He's promoting violence. They're lying to you through their teeth, folks. They just can't stop. And Donald takes advantage of them. I'm sure Donald used the term bloodbath to trigger them. Was it a wise choice of words? Probably not. But he used them. Is it the violent rhetoric that they're claiming that it is? No. And that's where it turns into a clown show. He said that he had been referring only to the auto industry. And what he's talking about is things are going to change to where Joe Biden is going to push electric vehicles to the point of it's going to be a bloodbath. Everybody's going to melt down. No one can afford their cars. There's now debates and headlines that talk about these electric vehicles of Joe Biden's a death trap for first responders. Are Biden's electric cars death traps for first responders? And sadly, I have to say, as far as I can tell, they are. American Liberty News with this piece. But I look at this and I go, think about that. It'll be a bloodbath if first responders have to deal with this. And it'll be a bloodbath because they're death traps for first responders. They're full of electricity. All kinds of problems with these things, right? That's the issue. So Donald Trump's highlighting this. Whether he meant it to be like a bloodbath for the first responders or not, I don't know. But that headline just came out. Okay. So I don't know how to even respond to this, right? Now, where do we go with this when we look at these cars being a death trap for the first responders. That's all true. But I think Donald was talking about, financially speaking, that it'll be a bloodbath financially. The car companies will melt down because people won't buy them if you don't elect Donald Trump. But I look at this and I go, what do we do with this thing? I don't know how to respond to it exactly. Right? Do you? What do we do with this? But their clown show is that they're literally attacking Donald, acting like he somehow promoted violence. This is a lie. Why am I hesitating so much on this story a little bit? Because I don't know the words to describe. They know full well. This is where in the Bible they talk about take advantage of someone because of their words, digging a pit for your neighbor kind of stuff, right? It's like, what is happening here? Donald's talking about a bloodbath for the auto industry based on the fact that they're death traps for the first responders, the fact that their cars are going to cost so much without subsidies that they won't be able to survive. He's not talking about violence and J6 at all. That's a clown show lie, straight from the pit of hell. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm saying to you, this bloodbath comment in relation to what's happening is just insanity. I don't even know how to respond to the claims being made here. But Donald Trump was not talking about a violent bloodbath at all. But I will say this. This Biden's electric cars being a death trap is not a joke or hyperbole. This is a real serious story about first responders, folks. In fact, it's been in congressional hearings talking about these very issues. Here it is.
Last year, the University of Nebraska at Lincoln campus conducted a first-of-its-kind crash test of an electric pickup truck to study whether current highway guardrails adequately protect against the growing number of those heavier EVs that are on our roads. At 60 miles per hour, the 7,000-pound electric truck tore through the barrier without offering any protection to the traveling public or reduction in speed. I've recently heard from first responders that are also concerned about responding to electric vehicle fires. 40% of firefighters have never had EV fire safety training. And I've heard of instances of more water needed to extinguish vehicle batteries and the increase in those toxic gases from the lithium batteries. What has NTSB found in its investigations on the EV crashes that are unique compared to the internal combustion engines? Have you begun to condense that data so it can educate us on what's happening here?
Yes, just a few years ago, we issued a report on the risks of lithium-ion battery fires in electric vehicles to first responders and to second responders. And we defined second responders in the report as tow truck operators. We had done a number of investigations where there were significant risks to the first responders in terms of stranded energy in the vehicle and in the battery and its components itself. The amount of work it took to extinguish the fires and the potential for shock to emergency responders themselves. In fact, we did an investigation in Mountain View, California, where the first responders had to reach out to the auto manufacturer to ask them to come to the scene of the crash. They were lucky they were 3 miles away. But if you think about volunteer firefighters who may be in a rural area, that's not something that's readily at their ability.
All right, there you
go.
You can drop that now. I just want to point out this is real, being debated before Congress. This is not a clown show. This is not me just making this stuff up. This is real, true, valuable information. And the question becomes, when Donald Trump defends bloodbath in speech, says he's replying to the auto industry, what are we talking about? Finances for the car dealerships? Finances for the car manufacturers? Finances for the American people economically? Or are we talking about a bloodbath in a real sense that, hey, are Biden's electric cars death traps for first responders? AmericanLibertyNews.com had that video and piece that I got on this that I really wanted to bring to your attention. This is not a joke. This is serious and real and dangerous. Why are we moving ahead promoting and funding and subsidizing electric vehicles with these concerns out there? They talked about the cars being so heavy that the roads and the crash barriers and everything just cannot handle the extra weight. It's going to be disaster. But again, if they get electric vehicles everywhere, stranded cars everywhere, trouble, illegal aliens with guns, you can't go anywhere. You can't, someone gets in a wreck and it's a big old fire for days. And they're turning the greatest country on the face of the earth into a dumpster fire. And they're doing it intentionally, is the bottom line. I don't know that Trump can help us either at this point, folks. All right. While that's happening, Joe Biden and clowns working behind the scenes to promote the World Health Organization, or the WHO, and they've been literally backing into a treaty by pretending it's not a treaty. They've been lying to you. Well, now we have more evidence that it is a treaty and it's unconstitutional, and Congress hasn't been asked to weigh in on this at all. Headline says Senator Dick Durbin has now admitted in writing that the World Health Organization, also known as the WHO, documents that Joe Biden is pushing are, in fact, a treaty. Yeah, Dick Durbin literally says it's a treaty. Joe's saying it's not a treaty, but Dick Durbin and others are saying it's a treaty. How do you want to respond to that, people? I don't really know how to respond to that entirely. Do you? I don't really know how to deal with it. There's so much going on in the country. There's so much we have to deal with. But literally, Dick Durbin has admitted in writing that the WHO document that Joe Biden is pushing, well, the plans are literally a treaty. Joe needs to be arrested, folks. You cannot, as president, promote and sign treaties and lie and say they're not treaties. But that's what Biden and the administration are doing. Dick Durbin even admits it. This is a big time hardcore Democrat admitting this. Now where do we go? Is Dick lying? Is Joe lying? Where's Congress? Oh, they're too busy spending money on appropriations to worry about this. So that, let me get this right. They're not worried about the borders. They're not worried about your free speech. They're not worried about, right? I can go on and on and on. As they continue to push a global digital currency. It's disaster, folks. Absolute disaster. All right. On Monday, we had on Dr. Scott Bradley with me. And we talked about this, quote, Republican Accountability PAC or PAC. I guess the anti-Trump political PACs received 75% of its donations from just six major Democrat funding organizations. Sarah Longwell, she happens to be the executive director of the Republican Accountability PAC, recently announced that, hey, they're going to spend $50 million across six swing states to attack the Donald. This is Republicans getting this money for their own elections. This is Republicans using their money to attack their, quote, front runner nominee, mind you. What a disgrace. All right, I want to highlight that John Stockton, NBA legend, sues government officials over COVID persecution. Western Journal with that piece. That's a great news. My hero, John Stockton, on the court and off the court. What a great, moral, good, honest, patriotic American. What a hero. The most important case on censorship happening yesterday and continuing. SCOTUS will hear arguments on why this is a violation of the First Amendment. What am I talking about? I'm talking about freedom of speech and expression, a multi-generational issue. All sides of the aisle, it affects. The rally becomes more urgent yesterday because of Biden's strong support for banning TikTok, which I reject. Also, censorship of information on COVID-19 from medical doctors, scientists, and researchers was at stake back then. But it was Missouri versus Biden, and they took away that Missouri versus Biden statement. And now it's some other name there. They take Biden out of it because they don't want Biden's name to be on the opposite side of free speech before the elections. More evidence of election fraud by the courts. Now the courts, even the, quote, conservative Donald Trump appointee justices, are in a situation where they're probably, what, going to go ahead and double down that your federal government can force these companies to violate your free speech rights. It's a disgrace. Anyway, the prosecutor set to convict Donald Trump had to resign. Now Fannie Willis continuing, but she's having all kinds of trouble of her own. That's a clown show that'll keep bearing fruit, that's for sure. Second hour, we had Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, with us on Monday. And we talked about seven steps to take back our elections. Dr. Douglas G. Frank speaking across the country, helping us know how to do this. Dr. Frank says that elections are controlled now at the state level. In other words, we've circumvented all the local precincts. That's got to stop. We need to move back to precincts. We need to have same day voting. We need to have voting by paper ballot. We need to have vote totals counted by the penalty of perjury at the precinct level. Anyway, there you have it. We talked about, have you seen these two must-see documentaries? Scientific Proof is one of them. Absolute Inference is the other. They're both Mike Lindell documentaries, doing a great job. Also, have you seen the movie Selection Code? SelectionCode.com. That's about Tina Peters. We're going to be talking more about these things literally at our event. So be ready for that. The event coming up for the CSPOA on April the 17th. More details to follow at CSPOA.org. We also talked about this Biden. They changed it from Biden versus Missouri to Murphy versus Missouri. That's a concern as well, folks. Election fraud everywhere. All right, there you have it. I don't even know where to go with all this. Anyway, we had on Mickey Willis yesterday as well. Former model and actor, filmmaker, PlandemicSeries.com for his incredible information. He's a married father of two, and he's standing for the truth. He used to be a liberal, and he's come to his senses, and God bless him for it. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Donate generously, would you please? We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic.